Good morning and welcome to worship at Holly Grove Lutheran Church. We are grateful for your presence among us, all of you here in person and all of you who are joining us online. Just a few announcements this morning. After worship, immediately following worship, we will have our semi-annual congregational meeting where we will vote on the 2023 budget, vote on the 2023 through 2025 council members, and we will have a brief presentation from the cemetery committee just to give us all a little more information and to see if any of us have questions about that. Also, after worship, after the congregational meeting, I invite you all forward to this table to get Advent devotionals and some supplies if you'd like to have an Advent wreath at your home. So there are candle sets, there is a metal ring. We ask that you take one, and if you want to use it in future years, just please hang on to it. And then you take greenery from your yard or extra from your Christmas tree and place around it. So those are available after worship. We are taking up the basket offering today. Today is the third Sunday of the month. The offering is going toward the pastor's discretionary fund. This is a non-budgeted fund that allows me at my discretion to offer help to those in need, to help different things in our church if that's needed as well. And so thank you for supporting that. Tomorrow we are having our grief group from 4:30 through 6. I'm going to be on vacation Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And so we have a guest coming. This is an intern of Lori Cecil's. Her name is Sarah Seidel. And she's going to be offering tips on how to survive the holidays after the loss of a loved one. So that'll be in the fellowship hall from 4:30 to 6. And then at 6:30, Agape is meeting for dinner. And I think they've got quite the agenda. They're getting quite a few things ready for the teen parent program and for Christmas caroling coming up. You have several things in your bulletin today that should be loose. One is a hymn that will be sung during the distribution of communion. Another is the budget that we will vote on at the meeting. And the other is a copy of the cemetery policies and guidelines. If you don't have all three of those, please raise your hand and one of the ushers will get one to you. So keep your hands raised. I'm going to keep going, and they'll bring them up to you. So Lisa Schramm has been on our prayer list for some time. She is a dear friend of Paula Hedricks, who is going through the treatment for brain cancer. No? Okay, she's got double vision right now. Yes, yes. Lisa writes, "Thank you for your beautiful prayer shawl you made, especially for me. It is not only physically but mentally comforting to have care and concern from you all. Knowing that it is handmade makes it a special gift from the heart." Speaking of prayer shawls, we've got one to pray for. I'll pray for it right now, and then we'll pass it around and you can pray for it individually. So this is for Emberlyn Byerly. Many of you may remember several years ago, Sherry Proctor's daughter-in-law, Wendy, died from cystic fibrosis. Wendy's sister, Brianna, has just... Excuse me, it's Wendy's niece or Brianna's niece? Wendy's niece, Brianna, excuse me. Wendy's niece, Brianna, has just had a baby girl named Emberlyn who has been diagnosed with cystic fibrosis. And it's really painful for this family. So we wanted to bless them with a prayer shawl to remind them that we are praying for them and hold them in our care. Let us pray. God, we give you thanks that whenever we come to you, you are already wanting to hear what is on our hearts and our minds. We lift up to you today, Emberlyn, and her family who are heartbroken at her diagnosis. We ask that you would be with them as they seek medical care and treatments to help her through her diagnosis. We ask that you would bless Emberlyn and her family, that you would help Emberlyn to grow just like Jesus did, in wisdom and in stature, and in favor with God and all people. Bless this prayer shawl. As she has it placed around her, may she and her family know that they are held in our prayers and in our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. And I have one last final announcement. Jean Queen has given me permission to share this with you all, and I might get a little tearful. Jean, 12 years ago, had an aorta replacement, and this week he went in and one of the walls has been worn through by his small intestine rubbing against it. This aorta has three layers to it. The first one has been worn through. The third one is quite thin, so once the third one gets worn through, the third one won't last but a few minutes. And so Jean is now in hospice care. They don't know if he will live for a couple of weeks or a couple of months, but this whole, the rubbing against it has happened in less than 6 months, and so they just don't know the time frame. But Jean is very much at peace. He is ready to be with the Lord. He is ready to be with Betty and his son, Jeff. But I am heartbroken, and I know many of you are quite sad as well. So Jean, I didn't get it on the prayer list for this bulletin because I just found all of this out on Friday. So he will be on our prayer list. He asks that you hold him in prayer and that you pray for his daughters, because even though he is at peace, they are really, really struggling. So hold Brother Jean and his family, including Brother Boyd, in your prayers, because this is really hard news. I don't think there are any other announcements unless I'm forgetting something. Yes, in as part of our Advent information and supplies over here, Tina Heitman has been our liaison with Davis Townsend Elementary and has an angel tree for us and wants to tell us a little bit about it. Okay. Thank you for helping us with this. I know we cleared that tree last year, and for these children, this is likely the only Christmas that they will get. So this is a really lovely ministry that we can offer. So that is one of the opportunities during Advent to serve our community. Let us now prepare our hearts for worship as we listen to the prelude. I'd also like to apologize for the temperature in here. We're not quite sure why it's not as warm as it should be, but I see many of you have your coats on, so just wanted to let you know we are aware of it. Please stand for the confession and assurance. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God who is eager to forgive and who loves us beyond our days. Amen. Dear friends, together let us acknowledge our failure to love this world as Jesus does. God of mercy and forgiveness, we confess that sin still has a hold on us. We have harmed your good creation. We have failed to do justice, love kindness, and walk humbly with you. Turn us in a new direction. Show us the path that leads to life. Be our refuge and strength on the journey. Through Jesus Christ, our Redeemer and friend. Amen. Beloved of God, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, your sins are forgiven and you are made whole. God points the way to new life in Christ, who meets us on the road. Journey now in God's abiding love through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. On this Christ the King Sunday, help us to remember, O God, that you sent your Son to love us and to show us what love is, and that now he, our risen Lord and Savior, reigns over every created thing, over us and the universe, seating at your right hand. Help us to make space for him and allow him to rule in our hearts, that we may grow more and more into his likeness, loving you and loving others as he did. In Jesus' name, amen.
The first reading is from the 23rd chapter of Jeremiah. Woe to the shepherds who destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, says the Lord. Therefore, thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, concerning the shepherds who shepherd my people, it is you who have scattered my flock and have driven them away, and you have not attended to them. So I will attend to you for your evil doing, says the Lord. Then I myself will gather the remnant of my flock out of all the lands where I have driven them, and I will bring them back to their fold, and they shall be fruitful and multiply. I will raise up shepherds over them who will shepherd them, and they shall not fear any longer or be dismayed, nor shall any be missing, says the Lord. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will rise up for David a righteous branch, and he shall reign as king and deal wisely and shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. And in his days, Judah will be saved and Israel will live in safety. And this is the name by which he will be called. The Lord is our righteousness. Word of God, word of life. The psalm for today is Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth be moved,
and though the mountains shake in the depths of the sea,
though its waters rage and foam. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God.
The holy habitation of the Most High.
God is in the midst of the city. It shall not be shaken.
God shall go in and break the day.
The nations rage and the kingdoms shake.
God speaks and the earth melts away.
The Lord of hosts is with us. Come now, regard the works of the Lord.
What desolations God has brought upon the earth.
Behold, the one who makes war to cease in all the world.
He breaks the bow, shatters the spear, and burns the shields with fire.
Be still then, and know that I am God.
I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth.
The Lord of hosts is with us. The second reading is from the first chapter of Colossians. May you be made strong with all the strength that comes from his glorious power, and may you be prepared to endure everything with patience while joyfully giving thanks to the Father who has enabled you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has rescued us from the power of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of our sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation, for in him all things in heaven and earth were created, things visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or power. All things have been created through him and for him. He himself is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning. He is the firstborn from the dead, so that he might come to have first place in everything. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him God was pleased to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, by making peace through the blood of his cross. Word of God, word of life.
The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the 23rd chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. When they came to the place that is called the Skull, they crucified Jesus there with the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. Then Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. And they cast lots to divide his clothing. And the people stood by watching. But the leaders scoffed at him, saying, "He saved others. Let him save himself. He is the Messiah of God, his chosen one." The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine and saying, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." There was also an inscription over him, "This is the King of the Jews." One of the criminals who hanged there kept deriding him and saying, "Are you not the Messiah? Save yourself and us." But the other rebuked him, saying, "Do not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation. And we indeed have been condemned justly, for we are getting what we deserve for our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." He replied, "Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated, and I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's message. Everett, I want to make sure you get a pack of these Advent cards for children. There's one for every day in Advent. So when you're lighting your Advent candles or doing your devotions, there's a card in there for every day. I'd love it if you told me something.
I'm a bit sleepy today.
I'm sorry you're not feeling the best. I'll pray for you to feel better. So I was actually going to do a children's sermon on something else, but when I saw that you were the only one coming up, I thought of something else I wanted to talk about. So we've got this Thanksgiving display here at the altar, and this week coming up is Thanksgiving on Thursday. Are you already excited to play with your cousins and have some turkey and maybe some mashed potatoes and who knows what else? Yes.
Before this day, I got a new video game, and it's called How I Made
Them. Nice. Nice. So with Thanksgiving coming up, I was thinking about one of the things I'm thankful for, and I'm thankful for you. And I heard a really good report recently about something that happened at your school, that you got recognized for being kind. Is that right? Yes. So when you were baptized, God adopted you as God's son, which meant that you became a brother to everybody here. And not just everybody that's here, but all of those who are a part of our church who are not here. And one of the things that happened when you became our brother is that we made some promises to pray for you and to support you as you grow and as you grow in faith. And so every week I pray for you. And one of the things that I pray for you is that you grow to look more and more like Jesus in your heart. And some of the things that look like Jesus are love and patience and kindness and joy and peace and gentleness and goodness and self-control. And I am so proud of you for being so kind to your friends and your fellow students and your teachers, because I think that is something that Jesus would have done if he had gone to school and had teachers and friends at school. And so I think that you are an answer to prayers that we have prayed for you to grow more into Jesus' character and to look like him, because I think that you have a very kind heart. So I am thankful for you. And I am thankful that you are growing to look more and more like Jesus. Will you pray with me? Good morning, God. Thank you for today. Thank you for each other. And thank you for Everett. Thank you for his kindness and his love and his joy. We ask that you would continue to bless him and help him continue to grow to look more like Jesus. We love you, God. Amen. Thank you for coming up. You can go back to your seat. Don't forget your cards. You know, we can look at the world around us and easily get discouraged by the younger folks around us. But in the younger folks in our church, I see so much hope. So much hope for the future. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. All this week, I have been having the hardest time wrapping my mind around the fact that Thanksgiving is coming up this week. I haven't put together a grocery list. I just haven't thought through any of these details because it seems to have snuck up on me. But this time next week, Thanksgiving will have come and gone, and we may have leftovers left, we may not. And just like that, the holiday season will be upon us. Advent begins next Sunday. It's the first of four Sundays before Christmas. And during this season of Advent, there is so much that calls for our time and our attention. Shopping lists and decorations, family gatherings, trips, holiday parties, gifts to buy and gifts to wrap, extra worship services, Christmas programs, and the list goes on and on. And so into the fray when so many things are asking for our time and our attention, enters Christ the King Sunday. This is the last Sunday in the church calendar, and this Sunday centers around the crucified and risen Christ who reigns in glory for all eternity. So, brothers and sisters, before we enter into the season of Advent, the season of waiting, those 4 weeks on our calendar when we all wait for Emmanuel, God with us, before we enter into the season where we wait expectantly for Christ to come again and reign in glory, perhaps we can pause for just a few minutes to recognize and acknowledge that our Emmanuel, Jesus Christ, the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings, is already seated at the right hand of the Father, and that our crucified and risen Lord is already reigning over the earth and the entire created order. And he will continue to reign for all eternity. In all of the passages for today, God is showing us what God desires for power and authority to look like. In the passage from Jeremiah, we see that God desires a ruler for God's people that will reign wisely and execute justice. God wants a leader that will be worthy, trustworthy, and responsible. A leader who will embody righteousness. Jeremiah also describes a king that will nourish and protect God's people. In the Colossians passage, Jesus is described as reigning over all things eternally with God. You've heard me teach and preach before about the cosmos. That's the Greek word for in John 3:16, for God so loved the world, God so loved the cosmos. The cosmos is all of creation, the entire created order. The universe, the planets, the black holes, the galaxies that we cannot count and cannot even name because we don't even know they exist that far away. Everything, the entire cosmos, has been created by God, and Jesus is described as reigning over all of it. All things were created through Christ and for Christ, and he holds all things together. And it is in Christ that all things were reconciled to God's very self. In the few verses we read from the book of Colossians, the word all appears 6 times. All creation, all things, all the fullness of God, and again, all things. The Apostle Paul wants to make sure that we understand that Jesus reigns over all things, that he is the Lord of all the cosmos. And as such, the whole universe is the scope of God's salvation. The church has a tendency to narrow down salvation to just humankind. And we do know that Jesus does save us. But in Colossians, the Apostle Paul says that the entire universe is the scope of God's salvation, that all things have a future and all things have a hope because of Christ's redemption. Jesus' death is for all creation. Verse 20 says, through him God was pleased to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, by making peace through the blood of his cross. All of creation is loved by God and has deep value to God because God created it and God redeems it. And I think because of this, we need to grapple with and wrestle with the destruction that humanity has caused and is causing of God's creation. For far too long, Christians have misunderstood our relationship to creation, and as a result, we have often oppressed it and destroyed it. We all probably remember that in Genesis, God gave the humans dominion over the garden, charging them to till and to keep it. These verbs, to till and to keep, in Hebrew literally mean to serve and to protect. It's quite a different understanding than what we usually have of that sentence. To till and to protect. To till and to keep is to serve and to protect. And unfortunately, some Christians hold to the cultural belief, which is based on the misinterpretation of Scripture, that in the end, Christians will be taken away to heaven and the earth will be left behind and will no longer be of any use because it won't be inhabited by humans anymore. But this is simply not true. We know that Christ will come again. And when he does, he will fully bring God's kingdom to earth as it is in heaven. Scripture, including the Psalms, speak over and over about creation praising God and crying out to God, and creation groaning. In the coming weeks, we are about to sing Joy to the World, whether here at church or in our cars as we're driving to and fro. And we're going to sing Joy to the World, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her king, and heaven and nature sing. Joy to the earth, the Savior reigns. Let all their songs employ, while fields and floods, rocks, hills, and plains repeat the sounding joy. These lyrics remind us that Christ's coming as a baby and Christ coming again isn't just for humanity, it's for all the earth, and all of creation rejoices. Brothers and sisters, I think we have a responsibility as God's people to be aware of creation's suffering and how we contribute to it. We need to be aware and acknowledge the ways in which we prevent and even stop God's creation from praising God. I don't know how many of you have ever been to a landfill, and I'm not talking about the part where you drive up and just throw your garbage in the big dumpster, but the part in the back where they dump all the dumpsters and where the garbage trucks dump all of the garbage. It's quite awful, and not just because it smells bad and it's gross. It's harrowing to see the amount of garbage that humans create. We, and I include myself in this, we put our garbage in bags, we get rid of it never to see it or smell it again. But that doesn't mean that it goes away. Listen to these statistics done with research from Stanford University. Americans throw away 25% more trash during the time from Thanksgiving to New Year's, 25% more than any other time of the year. That extra waste amounts to 25 million tons of garbage. If every family could reuse just 2 feet of ribbon wrapping presents, the 38,000 miles of ribbon could tie a bow around the entire planet. If every American family wrapped just 3 presents in reused materials, it would save enough paper to cover 45,000 football fields. The 2.65 billion Christmas cards sold each year in the United States could fill a football field 10 stories high. And if we were each to send just one less card this year, we would save 50,000 cubic yards of paper. It doesn't take a lot. It just takes a little to make a big difference. The passage from Luke reminds us that Jesus' death affects the whole earth and the whole universe. Our King of Kings and Lord of Lords was executed as a criminal among criminals. He suffered injustice and humiliation and shame on the cross, and by doing so, he has brought God's reign of mercy and justice to the whole universe. He conquered darkness and sin and death, and in doing so, he reveals his kingship and he reveals his reign to be one of laying his life down for the sake of others. Listen again to these words from Colossians. Jesus is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in him all things in heaven and on earth were created, things visible and invisible. Whether thrones or dominions or rulers or powers, all things have been created through him and for him. He himself is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he might come to have first place in everything. In him, all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell. And through him, God was pleased to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, by making peace through the blood of his cross. This is most certainly true. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Thank you.
Living together in hope and trust, let us confess our faith with the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints,
the forgiveness of sins,
the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
United with your saints across time and place, we pray for our shared world. Reviving God, keep your church active in its mission and ministry. Encourage bishops, deacons, pastors, and lay leaders to risk boldly in their proclamation and fill them with wisdom and endurance for challenging times. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
Renewing God, as the northern hemisphere prepares for winter, make us mindful of the ordered beauty of your creation. Teach us to treasure cycles of rest and new life. Help us care for what you have made. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
Loving God, accompany all who make sacrifices for the sake of others. Safeguard first responders and active duty military personnel. Grant peace to veterans and heal any wounds in body, mind, and spirit. Lord, in your mercy, healing God, your people cry out to you. Sustain doctors, nurses, and hospital personnel in their tireless work. Uphold medical health professionals and those in their care. Make the sun of righteousness rise on all who are sick or in need, especially Dean, Teresa, Jean, Gary, Judy, Bill, Carrie, Bonnie, Boyd, Mike, Scott, Neil, Paul and Carolina, Jean, and our friends and families listed in the bulletins, and those we name now aloud on our lips or silently in our hearts. Shirley, Ballard, Lord, in your mercy,
hear our
prayers. Uniting God, unite this assembly in its shared mission and ministry for the sake of the gospel. Highlight ways we can better work together and give us patience to work through disagreement. Lord, in your mercy, consoling God, abide with all who grieve for loved ones who have died. Comfort us with the promise of resurrection and new life with you. Lord, in your mercy.
Into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. May the peace of Christ be with you always. I invite you to share Christ's peace with those around you.
Thank you.
Gracious God, in your great love, you richly provide for our needs. Make of these gifts a banquet of blessing and make us ready to share with all in need. Through Jesus Christ, who sets a table for all. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and Merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. God of our weary years, God of our silent tears, you have brought us this far along the way. In times of bitterness, you did not abandon us, but guided us into the path of love and light. In every age, you sent prophets to make known your loving will for all humanity. The cry of the poor has become your own cry. Our hunger and thirst for justice is your own desire. In the fullness of time, you sent your chosen servant to preach good news to the afflicted, to break bread with the outcast and despised, and to ransom those in bondage to prejudice and sin. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his death and resurrection, we await the day when Jesus shall return to free all the earth from the bonds of slavery and death. Come, Lord Jesus, and let the church say amen.
Amen.
Send your Holy Spirit, our advocate, to fill the hearts of all who share this bread and cup with courage and wisdom to pursue love and justice in all the world. Come, Spirit of freedom, and let the church say amen. Join our prayers and praise with your prophets and martyrs of every age, that rejoicing in the hope of the resurrection, we might live in the freedom and hope of your Son. Through him, with him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, Almighty God, now and forever. Amen. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Christ spreads a table before you. Gather here with all the saints. Can you get Maddie's?
Thank you.
stand. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
Table, you have refreshed us in a meal with bread for the journey. Give us your grace on the road that we might serve all neighbors with joy for the sake of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine upon you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Amen.
Let us say our mission statement. As united people of God, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, our purpose is to provide worship and Christian education and respond in loving action to a needy world. Love your neighbor.